Ring, ring, ring. My phone rang. My clock reads 7 a.m. Fuck, I hate waking up this early after drinking and partying with my girls. But you know, if you don't work, you won't have shit. I work at Bank of America. It's a cool job, and two of my closest girlfriends work there with me. So I have a little fun and make money at the same time. Plus, every now and then, a fine-ass nigga will come in. Most of the men that come into my job be clean-cut, suited and booted, looking good enough to fuck on the first night. Haha, yeah, your girl got a little freaky side to her. They say square girls are the freakiest. In some ways, they're right. I live in some alright apartments in Union City, California. It's in one of the nicer areas we call the Bay Area. It's not the suburbs, but it ain't the ghetto either. The hood is only like 15 miles away, so I have an alright life. All I do is go out with my girls and party, then back to work. The life of a square. I got this one guy that I talk to, but nothing serious. We just hang out, fuck, and go our separate ways, no strings attached. I kind of like it like that. I've had the gangster, hustler, and even the broke nigga type. Yeah, the broke nigga type. The ones who lay up on your couch watching TV smoking weed all day, or he wants to drop a bitch off at work and then ride around in my car flossin' while picking up and fucking chicks in my car. I'm cool on that shit. I'll just deal with what I got till my Denzel arrives. There's hella traffic this time of morning. I was driving and putting on my makeup. My pretty full lips and almond-shaped eyes made me look Asian and black. My nationality actually is Spanish and Puerto Rican. You should see this Donna Karen business suit with these black-red bottoms on you, girl. My girl hooked me up with this outfit. The 6-inch heels made me look and feel 6 feet tall when I'm actually 5'5". I mean, the business pants I got on make my athletic legs look tight. I can't lie, I have a body to die for. Ever since 9th grade, boys always told me that I had a grown woman's body. Now at 22, I'd be having to swat these niggas off me in the club. My hips are wide and my waist is small. My ass is so big you can set a glass on it when I walk, and my big double D's don't make it any better. I guess you can say my body was a gift, but also a curse. It's easy to get guys' attention, but hard to find the clothes to cover up. It's hard to find shirts and bras in my size, but hey, it is what it is.